Begin the current daf, Masechta Zvachim, daf Tezvav. Begin in the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is the Gemara was discussing, which relates back to the halacha of our Mishnah, which we spoke about four different avoides that are invalidating by Karban Pesach and Chatas, and they are Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And that Reb Shimon said, not by halacha, because halacha is not something that's necessary to be done, because one could slaughter right on the side of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara had a discussion regarding halacha. What's the halacha with halacha shaloi beregel? If a halacha, transportation of the blood, from where it was slaughtered and received to where it's being spread in the Mizbeach, was done not by foot, is that considered halacha not? And that the Gemara concluded in the bottom of the previous daf, Rabbi Yechanan said that halacha shloi beregel loy shma halacha. It's not considered a halacha, and therefore if, let's say, there would be a machshav of pigel during that time, it would not invalidate the carbon. It's not considered an avoid of halacha. And that asked the Gemara, efshur l'tkuna? Is it possible, if let's say the halacha was done through a non-kohen, or even a kohen, as we explained, that it's not considered a halacha, and hence it's not a valid halacha to be one of the primary four services of the carbon, and because it wasn't done halachically. So the question is, however, although it wasn't done halachically, could we go back and rectify it, and take it back where it was received, and then go back and do it again by foot? So although it wasn't an appropriate halacha, could we redo it? Or is it not possible to rectify it and to redo it, and there's nothing to do? You already did the halacha in an inappropriate way. Shalei beregel. Says the Gemara Tashma. Let's bring a raya from Mishnah of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which you quoted this on the previous stuff. Kibel hakasher v'nasan l'pasul. If a valid kohen received the blood after the carbon was slaughtered, and then he gave it to an invalid person, a non-kohen, someone who's not valid to do the avodah. So says the Mishnah, yachzer l'kasher. So you have to go ahead and give it back to the to an appropriate kohen, because that non-kohen, or whoever he is that's not valid to do the avodah, cannot continue the procedures to take it towards the Mizbeach to have it thrown, because he's a pasul. Now, one thing you see is that it's possible to rectify it. You can give it back, although that was not an appropriate halacha, because it was given to a pasul, but you can go ahead and rectify it and now give it back to a kosher kohen. And the Gemara even adds to its proof. Menehi nami the yachzar kasher bikablenu, which this was a discussion in the previous daf. Even if you're going to explain that when we say yachzar hakasher bikabel, who we mean is that the first kohen that actually had gave it to that pasul could continue on his process, on his procedure to go to the mizbeach, and that is. What would come out is that for sure you would understand that the halacha of the first kasher kohen, which was done shaloi beregel, because he just passed it to the pasul, to the one who is not valid to do the avodah, that it was kasher. So even though, meaning initially we want to say that there's two ways of interpreting that mishnah, as we said in the previous daf. Either yachzar kasher bikablenu means to say that when it says yachzar kasher, it means to say, so it goes now, it continues on to a new kosher kohen to continue doing it. Or yachzar kasher means it has to go back to the one who had did it. It wasn't valid. So on that says the Gemara, either way how you're saying this, it's telling us that this halacha shalei beregel is valid. Either because from its inception it's valid, meaning what he did was okay and you could continue it on now with the next kohen going further towards the Mizbeach. Or if you say that, no, it wasn't valid. It was halacha shalei beregel, like Rabbi Yechanan said. But you can go ahead and at least be masakin it, because it says, okay, give it back to him and let him do it over again. So either one, says the Gemara, even if it's not going to be a direct proof to saying that efshel l'tikuna, you give it back and it wasn't good, so you can say, no, yachzar kasher means give it back, in other words, on the continued journey towards the Mizbeach. But either way, that's still telling us the halacha shalei beregel is going to be valid. And Esau g'daitich le'efshel l'tikuna, if you were entertained to say that to the extreme, that not only is it not good, but you can't even rectify it. So then, iftalallah. So then, when the first kasher kohen gave it to the pasul person, shalai beregel, that invalidated it. So either way you're going to say it, whatever yachzar lo kasher would mean, would not be okay. Because if it means to continue, for sure it's not okay, because not only is halach shalai beregel not okay, but it's you can't even misakin it. And if we'd be going saying that you give it back to the first guy, that would also saying at least that you could do it over and you could be misakin it. Obviously, you see that it's efshir l'tikune. And that's the Gemara. No, it's not a raya. Mi savor dekoy zar gavoy. Do you think that this non-kohen that the kohen kasher had given to initially was in towards, it was being passed, he was closer towards the Mizbeach, and that the first one was passing it to him in the area of going to the Mizbeach? Lie, no. The koi zabarai. The case of that Mishnah is talking about, when the zar is more outward, the kosher kind that passed it to distancing it from the mizbeach. So that's why it's not considered halacha. Halacha is when you're transporting toward the mizbeach. To the contrary, here he's sending it further out. That's why it's not going to be invalidating. And therefore, when we say that in the Mishnah, yachzer kosher, what that means to say is that the kosher kohen has to take it from him, but the non-kohen just sits there like a platform, doesn't do anything, where then, because if he would be giving it back, he would be passing it towards, because we're saying he's outer, and different, if he'd be passing, he'd be doing halacha psula. So we're saying that no, it was passed him on the outer area, which is not a halacha, because it's actually taking the wrong direction, and then the kosher kohen could take it back, because he didn't do anything, but it's not a raya that it's going to be either halacha that's kosher or that's efshele tikkuni, because nothing was done. There was no halacha psula done over here, because although it was halacha shel b'regel, it was done in the wrong direction. Now Itmar, however, it was learned that Amar Ulam Rabbi Yechanan says halacha shel b'regel psula. Not just like we said in the previous stuff that it's not called halacha. That it's actually, even if a kohen does it, but if he does it not by foot, he rather, let's say, does it by hand, where he's passing it in that direction, but he didn't move his body, it's going to invalidate the blood. Now, although we brought in the previous daf, the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, that says that on Pesach, they would pass it from one coin to the next, so it must be like we answered over there, that but they would shuffle a little bit, so they actually did have a halacha, but if not, it actually would invalidate the carbon. Which the Gemara says, Amalei Efshalet Kuna, obviously that the conclusion is from Ulan and Rabbi Yechanan, that not only is it not a valid halacha, but it's actually, you can't even rectify it, you can't even redo it, it already invalidated the carbon by doing the halacha in an inappropriate way, by not moving one's body, but rather only, let's say, one's hand. Now, Eisvei Rav Nachman Ula. However, Rav Nachman asked on Ula what he had said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. From the following, that Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beisim and Aleph. The Mishnah talks that Nishbach min ha-kli ala ritzpa. Let's say the kohen received the blood from the carbon in a vessel, and then the blood spilled onto the floor of the azara, the asva, and then they gather it and they put it back into the bowl. So kosher is going to be kosher. Why? Because it was a valid kabbalah in a vessel, as the Mishnah says over there in the third parak and parak kol psulim. And so therefore, since it was a valid kabbalah, so you could just scoop it back up and put it back into the bowl. Now the assumption of the Gemara now is that when the blood spills, it disperses on the ground, and it'll start dripping towards the Mizbeach. And yet still the Mishnah teaches going to be kosher. So although that you're saying, oh, you got to go ahead and give it back into the bowl, and you got to do it over, and then take it by foot, not as it was going by itself on the ground. However you see, but that you could redo it, you could rectify it. So you see, not like Ula, that's Efshel Tikunam. So that says the Gemara, no, Hachamai Yiskin, what are we talking about in the halacha of that Mishnah, is Kishayatze L'chutz. When the blood spilled on the floor, it didn't flow towards the Mizbeach, rather it flowed away from the Mizbeach. So that's not a halacha, that's going to be Psula. So although it was Shaloi B'regel, but it wasn't in the direction towards the Mizbeach, so that's not considered a halacha. It's a Yitziah. So therefore, that's why it's Kasha. That asks the Gemara, what, Lebroi Nafik? The Gavoy Loy Isle? What, it only flows outwards and it doesn't flow inwards? In other words, how is it possible that blood, which is a liquid, viscous liquid, that's not going to spread in all directions as generally liquid does, and that it's not going to go towards the Mizbeach? So the Gemara has three answers. Either B'makom Madrin, we're talking about that it was a decline that where it fell going in the other direction of the Mizbeach. Or you might say, if you want, you could say it fell in Beguma, that it fell into a pit where it actually is staying in its place and it's not spilling in any direction. Or if you want, you could say, we're talking about that the blood was thick, which was very close to be congealed, and therefore didn't flow towards the Mizbeach. And therefore that's not a problem of, yeah, if it would go by itself, it would be halacha shel b'regel, it actually would be possible. But here, it's not talking about the blood was in the vessel, fell down, didn't go in the direction of the Mizbeach, and therefore you could just put it back in the bowl and it's kasher. However, the Gemara asked on these answers. The Ikbal Tana Lashmin Kalhani, what the Tana is going to go out of his way to say a halacha in the Mishnah, that when the blood spills from the vessel, it's going to be kosher, you could just put it back in the bowl to say these far out cases? In other words, you're telling me that it's not always kosher when it spills from the bowl. Only if it fell in the pit, or if the blood was thick, or if there was a decline going the other direction, that's what the Tana is saying is whole halacha for those far out cases? Void, moreover, it's difficult on this interpretation of Ula, Adetoni be'idich perikin. We learn in the other parak, in the second parak, says the following halacha, similarly but different, nishbach ala ritzba. If let's say the blood fell on the floor, but not from the vessel that it received in, it fell straight from the animal's neck where it was slaughtered, where they didn't receive it in the vessel. Instead of having a vessel, it didn't get there in time, it fell on the floor. The asvai, and then they gathered it from the floor and put it into a bowl. There the Mishnah says it's possible. It's going to be invalid, because you never had a kasher kabbalah. It fell directly on the floor. So on that as the Gemara, according to Ula, liflig bididei, the Mishnah in the second parak should differentiate for regarding the case of kasher that it said in the third parak, where they was told that it was received in the bowl. And it said there, if it fell on the floor, it's kasher, you can put it back in the bowl. On that as the Gemara, according to Ula, why doesn't it differentiate even in that case to say that even there, sometimes, even if it fell from the vessel on the floor, it's going to be possible? Meaning you don't have to go to a case of when it fell without a vessel. Even in a vessel, you could say, when did we say that it's going to be kosher? Kishiyatz l'chutz. Like we explained, it's only when it was flowing outwards, when it fell from the vessel. Avinichnus lifnim, possible. But if it fell, and even from the vessel, going towards the mizbech, it's going to be possible. Rather, obviously, from the fact that the Mishnah in the second parak didn't find any case to say falling on the floor, it's going to be possible, only from the neck of the animal. Obviously, if it spills from the vessel, doesn't make a difference if it flows outward or even flows inward, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara Tufta, that's a refutation of Ula, we obviously see that if there's a halacha shleib regal, where if it flows by itself towards the Mizbeach, it's not going to be possible. It will be at least efshel tikuni, that you could go ahead and redo it and do it over, and that it's not going to be possible. Now, continuing on this theme, the Gemara says itmar, which the words sound the same, but the interpretation is different. Halacha shalei b'regel, this halacha that we're talking about, where if they're transporting the blood, not by foot, says the Gemara, machlekes Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan. So machlekes Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan in our Mishnah, if that halacha shalei b'regel is going to be considered an avoda, an act of service, or not. Which the Gemara at this point is understanding, that according to Rav Shimon, it's not going to be an avoda. Why? Because Rav Shimon says in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon machsha behilach, which is that he does not invalidate if there is a machshava psula of shaloi lishma when transporting the blood shaloi berega. That's how the Gemara is understanding Rav Shimon's opinion right now. And the reason for that is because it's not a halacha. Halacha shaloi berega is not a valid halacha. So you're not doing an avoda to have a machshava psula. So as the Gemara explains, what's the machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbanan in our Mishnah? By halacha, rabsi, by a long journey, meaning when one is actually going far from where it was slaughtered to the mizbeach, the kulam alay pligi de psula. No one's going to disagree. Even Reb Shimon is going to agree that if someone has a machshava psula over there, it's going to be invalid because it is considered an integral part of the avodah as halacha. Ki pligi by halacha zutrasi. When was their machlekes was by what we're going to call a small halacha. What does that mean? If let's say the animal was slaughtered right there on the side of Mizbeach, and the blood was thrown on Mizbeach, that is called, and that's the case that Reb Shimon described in the Mishnah, that of slaughtering right there on the side of Mizbeach, and then throws the blood on Mizbeach, that's called Shaloi Beregel, because you're not using your feet. All you're doing is taking the blood and throwing it straight on there. But, says the Gemara, but Halacha Rapsi, which if he's using his feet, there no one's going to disagree. Even Rav Shimon would agree that that's going to be possible. Their homachlekes is, as we're saying, in this halacha, but halacha shlei beregel, meaning when he's taking his hand and getting it ready to throw the blood, when it's not yet dizrika, that's a halacha. He's bringing the blood closer, that's halacha shlei beregel. That's a machlekes. Rav Shimon holds that that's not considered an avoida. Halacha shlei beregel is not halacha. And Rabban would say that it is. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to actually ask directly on this interpretation from our Mishnah, where a Mishnah that we're saying that from our Mishnah, we understand that if someone slaughters even far away from the Mizbeach, Reb Shimon holds that it is kosher. Not like we're saying halacha rabsi that he agrees is going to be possible, because our Mishnah says clearly where Reb Shimon's words are, she'im ratzah, because if he wanted to, he could have slaughtered on the side of Mizbeach and thrown it, which sounds like that even when he goes far and then comes, he holds that's not it's not machshav psul is not going to invalidate by halacha, which clearly contradicts what the Gemara is saying right now. But at this point, that's what the Gemara assumes, that their disagreement is in the halacha shalei beregel, where if you're from far away, of course Reb Shimon is going to read halacha. But when you're right there, that's halacha shalei beregel. And Reb Shimon holds that that's not a halacha, and the Chacham holds it is. And that says the Gemara machku ala b'marava. Now they scoffed at this interpretation. What? We're saying that the reasoning of Reb Shimon is is only in the case of Hailacha Zutrasa, and it's because he's saying that it's not, quote, a Hailacha, even though, which is going to be contradicted from our Mishnah, but the way the Gemara is understanding it right now is even though you cannot be Mavatal this, where you have to go ahead and take the blood when you're getting ready to throw it to bring it closer, even though you have to, it's an integral part, but it's not an Avoida because it's Shalai B'Regel, and it's essentially a Hailacha, it's bringing the blood closer. On that, they asked in Eretz Yisrael, El Chatzis Aiv, then regarding the bird Chatzis, which the Gemara says in Perakacha Kachum later on, Dav Samachem at Aleph, the Psula Ba Machshava, that if, let's say, there is an invalidating thought that the Kohen has when he's throwing the blood of the Chatzis Aiv, which that's the primary Aveda of the Chatzis Aiv, like it says over there, Behizim Edam Chatzis Alkir, that you have to spray from the blood of the Chatzis of this bird offering on the wall of the Mizbeach, which what he does is he holds onto the bird itself and he sprays the blood onto the wall. Now, that spraying essentially is what we're calling this Hailacha Zutrasi. It's a small Hailacha, meaning you're doing Hailacha without your foot. You're just bringing the bird closer as you're about to get throw the blood from the bird. Now, since he's saying the reason of Reb Shimon is because Hailacha Zutrasi, he holds that a Machshav B'Psula cannot invalidate because that's not considered Hailacha, it's not a valid Avoida. So Reb Shimon, Heichem Mishkachas Al-Kurin, Reb Shimon, how are you going to have a Machshav to be Paisal by the Chatzis Ha'ayiv, as the Gemara explains? Either Chashav Allah Mekmei Delei Bigdam, if he has the thought, Pigol, Shloi Lishma, before the blood comes out, meaning that's what we're calling Bahatazasa when he's coming to spray it, but it's before the blood came out. So like Klumi, that's nothing, because that's what we're calling Hailacha Zutrasi. It's this minor Hailacha, which you're doing without feet. Like, it's the motion of getting it closer before the blood comes spurting out. That's not a valid Hailacha, according to Reb Shimon. That's not an Avoida to have a Machshava Psula. And V'ibasa de Nafik Dam, if he's saying he has his Machshava after the blood is already came out of the neck, that's he's considering significant Avoida, because that's where he should have his Machshava on the Zrika, to have a Machshav B'Psula, but it's Avedu LeMitzvase. At that point in time, the mitzvah is already done. Because at this point, the Gemara assumes when the blood comes out of the neck of the bird, so the service, or when the person throwing the blood, after it leaves his hand, it already concluded his act of service of hazav, spraying, even though the blood didn't reach the Mizbeach yet. So that's what they were asking in Eretz Yisrael. If you say, as was the Gemara's original assumption, and will be the Gemara's conclusion, as we see in our Mishnah, that the Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan is what's called Hailacha Rabasi, even a long Hailacha, that one has to go by foot. And the reason of Reb Shimon is because, yeah, it's still not considered an Avodah, because Efshel Avatla, you don't have to do that, you could have slaughtered right on the side of the Mizbeach. So then you can say, okay, by Chatos, when you're taking the bird and throwing it to get the blood throwing out, that's EF Shalvatli. You can't nullify it. So although it's a small Hailacha, it doesn't make a difference. That will still be considered an integral Avoida, where according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be possible. But if you're saying the reason of his is because it's not, quote, a Hailacha, and their whole machlekes is when you're doing it Shaloi B'Regel, not by foot, so how is he going to validate over here by the Chatzis Ha'ayiv? But there is no possibility of a Machshav B'Sula only in the case of Hailacha Shalai B'Regel, when he's about to throw it. And at that point, you're saying that's not significant enough, and when the blood is already out, his avodah is already done, so when is he going to have the Machshav B'Sula by Chatzis Ha'ayiv? Now, Rabbi Yechanan, that we had quoted before, that he had said, Hailacha Shalai B'Regel, Lo Yishma Halacha, and it's not going to invalidate a Machshava by that by Hailacha Shalai B'Regel, and that's a Rashi that you can't ask on his interpretation of here, because when did Rabbi Yechanan say his opinion was by Hailacha Rabasi, by a regular Hailacha? And his whole interpretation was, if a person has to get it from point A to point B, which is far away, but they're not doing it by foot, that's not the normative way of doing it. It's normally done by walking. And therefore, that's what he said. That's not going to be considered Hailacha. But Rabbi Yechanan agrees, if let's say they slaughter it by the side of Mizbeach, or Chatzis Ha'ayiv, which they're doing the Malika by the Mizbeach, that is its primary Halacha. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan would agree that that would be considered a valid avodah, even though it's being done shlei b'regel. When he said shlei b'regel, it's not considered halacha, is when you're transporting from a far distance. That's not the normal way. That's not halacha. Here, he would agree it is. But this is a difficulty on what we're saying over here regarding the interpretation that it's a machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan. Then, according to Reb Shimon, how are you going to have a machshav b'psula by the halacha zutrasi of a chatzis ha'ayiv? Says the Gemara, my question: why is it a difficulty? Dilma mid the parish, maybe from when the blood had already separated, where he had already finished his halacha, when it started the spraying, but the spraying is still there, which is the element of the zrika, va'ad demot lemezbech, until it reaches the mezbech, then his machshav psula could take effect. So yeah, right, although his halacha zutrasi is not valid, according to Shimon, to be invalidating, and we said, but then what's the next step? After the halacha zutrasi, the blood's already out, and it's already beyond your control, and that the Gemara is saying, no. Maybe that part of the hazah of the zrika, that he could have a machshav psula until the blood reaches the mezbech. The Abayim and the Rabbi Yirmiyah Mezerah, like we find that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked from Mezerah the following question. Hayamaza, if let's say someone was spraying either by Chata Sa'if or by the Chatoyas Epinemius, which is done inside the Heichel itself, say the Kain was spraying the blood, then Venikta Yodi Shalmaza, then right after he started spraying it, his hand got chopped off. Achli Giyadam La'avra Mezbeach, before the blood got a chance to reach the ear space of the Mezbeach. So he asked him, Ma, what's the halacha? Do we say that the avoid was done by a balmum, by someone who was blemished? The kain is missing a hand and it's invalid. Or no? Because you could say that from when the blood already had taken leave of his hand, his avoid is done. So it wasn't done by a balmum. V'amalei, and Reb Zera said to Reb Yirmiyah, Pesula, you're right, that hazal will be invalid. My time, what's the reason? So he says, because by Chatas Ha'if, or by the Chatas Ha'pnimis, where it says that there has to be Hazah, spraying of the blood, V'hiza V'nasan B'inan. We need that the Hazah, the spraying, should be similar to the placing of the blood on the Mizbeach. Because both of them are written near each other. It says V'hiza M'nadam, that is spray from the blood, etc. And it says V'nas Na'klim M'nadam Arkanis, that the Kohen should place from the blood on the corners of the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, obviously you see that the Hazah is continued until it reaches the Mizbeach. And that's why it's possible if his hand gets chopped off before it hits the Mizbeach. So it will be here, he could have his Machshav Besula, even according to Rabbi Shimon, not by the Halacha Zutrasi, because we're maintaining the interpretation. What are they laughing about in Eretz Yisrael? It's not by the Halacha Zutrasi, but rather when it leaves his hand and it's part of the Hazah, he could have the Machshav Besula then until it hits the Mizbeach. Now, however, the Gemara tells us, Ki Asu Rav Papa, Rav Hundabrid of Yeshua Mebe Rav, when they came from the yeshiva, Amri, they said, Hainuchucha. We'll tell you what it was that they were laughing about in Eretz Yisrael on this interpretation, what was bothering them with this. They said, is that really so? But by Locha Rabasi Loipligi, that Reb Shimon and Rabban do not disagree by a long journey, that then even Reb Shimon, you're telling me, would agree that the Halacha would be an area of invalidating with a Machshav of Shalai Lishma? But Vaki Pligi, but when they actually do disagree, it is in that case. By Locha Rabasi Pligi, it is in the case of when they're taking a long distance, because what are the words in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah by Reb Shimon, he says, no, by Halacha, it's not going to be possible Machshava Shalai Lishma. Why? He says, because Efshur Shalai Behilich, it's possible to be done without the journey, because you could slaughter right on the side of Mizbeach. Obviously, he's talking about when he is actually walking with it. And the whole reason is, only because you don't need to do it. But you see, obviously, that they are walking, and it's in that case that they disagree. So El Rav says the Gemara, not like the interpretation we said before. By Halacha Zutrasi Kulam Alei Pligi Deloi Pasla. When it's this small halacha, what we're calling, when you're taking the bird and you're making that motion towards, or when you're throwing the blood right next to the side of the Mizbeach, then no one's going to disagree that it's not going to be pasla. Now, there's actually two different Girsais. Rashi says the Girsa should be that no one's going to disagree that it's going to be pasla. Now, the reason for that is because it's Ef Shlibatl. You can't nullify that part. It's an integral part of the Avodah. So although, like we said, with Rabbi Yechanan, let's say, we said, no, but that's only because that's not usually how it's done. Here, that's how it's done. This small halacha, meaning when you're taking your hand and getting it closer, that's integral. So therefore, everyone's going to agree that a Machshav Psula then would invalidate. Or, however, Rashi says, those who have the Girsa, like we have in our Gemaras, that everyone's going to agree that the Loi Pasla, the reason is, it's because it's not significant. In other words, it's not called halacha. Rather, it's all part of the avoida of the zrika. Now, the thing is, this person did not have in mind, when he's having machshava shloi lishma, to think inappropriately regarding the zrika. He's thinking of it like a halacha. So that's not significant, because the whole invalidation of the chatzis oif, like we explained, that could be from when the blood leaves his hand until it reaches the mizbeach, is only because of machshava of hazah, not because of machshava of halacha. And that's why everyone's going to agree that it's not going to be possible by this, what we're calling this halacha zutrasi. Ki peligi by halacha rabasi, when's the machlekes of Shimon Rabban in our Mishnah, is by this a regular halacha, which since you could be mavat, like Rabbi Shimon holds, even though he's walking and he's thinking, machshavah shloshim, it's not going to validate. And Rabban hold, ultimately it's a halacha, and therefore it's going to be possible. But again, not that their machlekes is in what we're calling this halacha shloi beregel, this halacha rabasi, that's not the machlekes. There, again, either everyone could say it's possible, like one girsa, or loy possible according to the other girsa. However, the Gemara continues on this topic of halacha that's done inappropriately. Halichi zar. If a non-Kohen goes by foot and he brings the blood closer to the Mizbech, which is not valid, v'chziri Kohen, and then a Kohen, who the Avodah is incumbent upon, he goes back, v'chazer v'halicha, he brings it back to the starting point, and then he goes and does it over again, because well, you're not a Kohen, you can't do this. Takes it back from him, goes back to start to point A, and he goes and brings it back again. Says the Gemara, pligi ba b'nei Reb Chiya v'Reb Yannai, so machlik is the sons of Reb Chiya and Reb Yannai. Chadam or Kasher, one of these parties said that it's going to be valid. Now, although we said in the previous Braisa, on the previous daf, that Zar Va'inin Bahilacha is possible, that must be like Rashi says, if he didn't bring it back to point A. But this opinion holds that if it was brought back to point A, so he's doing it over again, so it's going to be Kasher. The Chadam Apostle one said it's going to be invalid. So says the Gemara, similar to a discussion we had on the top of the Amid, that Marsav, the first opinion that says it's Kasher, holds because Efshalat Kuna, it could be rectified. So though it was done the halacha invalid way, but you could redo it, which, as Rashi points out, that's unlike all the other avodas, because in contrast to slaughtering, receiving the blood, and spraying the blood, once it was done in an inappropriate way, you can't go ahead and redo it. Now, although by Kabbalah you could rectify, that's only if, let's say, he didn't receive all of the blood. Then the kasher kohen could go ahead and receive the rest of the blood, and that's going to be kasher, as the Mishnah says in the third parak, Nevelim Bezim and Aleph. If there's more blood left, he could do a new Kabbalah and a new Zrika. But we're talking about the same blood. Only with halacha could he redo it, and therefore it's going to be kasher. Umar Savala Efshalat Kun, the other pin that says that it's going to be possible, held that you can't redo it, and since the halacha was done with a zar, it's possible is not valid. Now, the flip side, Halicha Kayin Vihziroi. Let's say the halacha was done with a valid kain, but then he brought it back. V'chazav alicha zar, and now bring it back the second time to point B, was a non-kain. So Amrav Shibarashi, he says, it's the inverse of the previous machlekes. L'divri ha-machshir, according to one that said that when the zar brings it first, and the kain brings it back, and brings it back again, that's going to be kasher. In this case, pasul, can be pasul. Why? Because why in the first case did he say it's going to be kasher? Because he goes based on who's the one who ultimately brings it, the second one. And there the second one was the kain, here the second one is a non-kain, and therefore it's going to be pasul. L'divri ha-paisul, according to the one who said, by that case, that's going to be possible because he goes based on who's the first one who brings it there, which was a zar. In this case, Machshir is going to say it's kosher because here the first one that brought it was a kain. However, Rav Amah, he disagrees. He says, no, afla divya paisel, even according to the one in that case who says it's going to be invalid, here he's going to say possible, it's also going to be invalid. My time, what's the reason? The reason for that is because, although there in the first case, when the zar brought it first, he did a halacha, ultimately it was the first halacha to be done, and it's going to be possible. Now, here, the first one that to be done was done by a kain. You're right. But here, in this case, the Atzarach, you need to, as the Gemara continues to Medbeis, Lam Tuye. Once we already brought it back, we distanced it again, we put it back to point A again, you have to bring it back to the Mizbeach again. So it comes that now, not just the first halacha was a halacha, which, that was done by a kain, but the second halacha is also halacha that's necessary, like all halachas, because you got to ultimately bring it back to point B. And therefore, since it's being done through a zar, it's going to be possible. So both of them are valid halachas, and if any one of them are done by a zar, whether the first one or the second one, it's going to be possible. Now, however, on this idea of that Rav said of Tzarech Lam Tuye, Amalei Rav Yirmi Rav Ashi says, Hachi Amalei Rav Yirmi Midifti, he says, Ha Tzarech Lam Tuye, this svar, this logic that you said, that you ultimately, you had taken to point B, but then you put it back to point A, and now you ultimately have to bring it back to point B, so therefore that makes it considered a valid Aveda, and that's why, if it's done even the second time by Zahar, it's also going to be puzzle. This rationale is a machlekes Rebbe Eliezer Rabban. It's not like we learned in our Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer, he says, Hamahalach b'makom shetzarach lahalach. If someone has to go with the transporting of the blood in a place where he has to go. So then machshava paselus. Then he said that the thought of shalei l'shma will invalidate by the halacha. Makom she'ein tzarach lahalach. If he's going in a place where he doesn't have to go, then machshava paselus. Then the machshava shalei l'shma will not invalidate the karban chatas and the karban pesach. Now, Amar Rava had said, I'll call Maidim in explanation of this opinion of Rebbe Eliezer in the Machlekes in our Mishnah, he said, everyone agrees, Kibli b'chutz. If let's say the Kohen received it further away from the Mizbeach, v'chnisa b'fenim, and he's bringing it closer towards the Mizbeach, zeh hilach shetzarach l'halach. That's a transportation that has to be done, because you got to bring it closer. And everyone's going to agree over there it's going to be pasul machshava shelo lishma. The other way, kibli b'fenim v'tzi l'chutz. If he received it closer towards the Mizbeach, and then he's transporting it further away from the Mizbeach, where when we say chutz and p'nim, they're all nazar, it's just further or closer, zeh hilach she'in tzarach l'halach. Everyone agrees that that's unnecessary because you're taking the wrong direction. Their machshava of shloshma will not invalidate. Says Rava loy nechleku elo. Their whole machlokes was only kishechnisoi v'chazav etziyei. When it was brought in, then it was brought back out again. That's where their machlokes was in this svara that we said before. Marsava hatzarach lamtui. The Tanakama holds that ultimately, although you had brought it there, but now that you took it away, you ultimately have to bring it back again closer to the mizbeach. And if at that second halacha there's going to be a machshava psula, it's going to invalidate it. Whereas the marsav of Rabbi Eliezer holds lav ki hilach hatzarach lavoy demino, that's not considered as a necessary halacha to have a machshava of psul to invalidate it, to consider it as an avoida, because ultimately it was unnecessary to take it away, and therefore even bringing it back is unnecessary because it was already brought there in the first place. Therefore, that's where he disagrees. He holds, no, you don't say tzarach lamtui, because ultimately the whole thing was unnecessary, and therefore machshav av shalosh shema is not going to validate by that halach. However, Esvi Abaya asked on Rava in what he's saying that Rabbi Laza disagrees with this principle from the following brisa. Rabbi Laza Aymer, he says this halacha but elaborates on it. If someone goes where he has to go, machshava peselas, the thought will invalidate it. Says the brisa Ketzat, how so? Kibla b'chutz v'chnis lefnim, if he received it on the outside and then bring it closer, zeh hilach shetzarach l'halach. That is the transportation that's necessary that a machshava shloshma will invalidate. Kibla b'fnim v'tzi l'chutz, if it was received inside and it's being taken outside, zeh hilach shein tzarach l'halach. That's the transportation that's unnecessary. There the machshava is not going to validate. Now the inference is, but v'chazer v'chnis, but then when they're taking it back in, even the second time, it's only when you're taking it out. But if let's say after that you're taking it back in, hiluch shetzarach lahalchu, that sounds like that's a necessary hiluch. Even Rabbi Lazar would agree that would invalidate. That's the svara of tzarach lamtui. And see, Rabbi Lazar agrees to it. So Malaysa, Rabbi said to him, he said, fine. I was just saying from our Mishnah, itanya, if you learn the brisa, Rabbi Lazar agrees over there. So then tanya, so then you have a brisa that supports that you're right. And there is no machlekes on this point between Rabbi Lazar and Tanakama. So who is Rabbi Lazar disagreeing with? He's only disagreeing with his father, Rabbi Shimon. There were three opinions in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama, the Chacham said that the Machshava Shlo Lishma by Pesach and Chatzis and Validates by Shchita Kabbalah Halach and Zrika. Then it said Reb Shimon, who says, no, there's no invalidation by Halacha because it's not necessary, because you could always slaughter right near the Mizbeach. And then you had Reb Elazar, who said, it depends. He says, if it's necessary, then it is going to be a Pasul. If it's not, then it's not going to be. So we had initially thought, the way Rav was interpreting, that it's about the second halacha. That's what they're disagreeing about. And that we say, no, you see from the braisa that even Rav Elazar agrees that that would be pasul, just like the Tanakama. Because even Tanakama agrees if you're going outward, it's not going to be a psul. Rather, he's just disagreeing with his father. His father said that you're never going to have a psul. And he said that no, that if it's tzarach lahalach, which is any way direction going towards the Mizbeach, just like the Tanakama, that it is going to be pasul. Hanulach Kol Zvachem, we shall return to you the first parak of Masechta Zvachem, parak Kol Zvachem. And with that, we begin the second parak that also begins with the same words, Kol Zvachem, but calls, the parak is called Kol Zvachem, Shekiblu Daman, which this parak talks about different psulim and validations in the avodas of the karbanas of the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Kol Zvachem, all the karbanas, Shekiblu Daman, if its blood was received with one of the following invalidating factors. Either it was received by a zar, a non-kohen, or an einan, someone who one of his close relatives passed that day and the relative wasn't buried yet. Tful yoim, or if he had immersed that day from the impurity of coming in contact with a sheretz or a dead person or any other tumah that doesn't require a carbon. So he immersed, but he didn't have sundown yet. A mechusi kippurim, or if he's lacking atonement, like a zav or mitzairu who already immersed and even had sundown but didn't yet bring their carbon the following day. Or mechusa begadim, or if he's lacking garments, where if let's say the Kohen Gadol is not wearing his 8 garments, or the Kohen Hedid is not wearing his 4 garments, or shalei rochet zidam reglaim, or if he didn't wash his hands and feet from the kir in the azara, or an Arul, a Kohen who his brothers died because of circumcision, so he's not a mummer, he's not uncircumcised because he doesn't care, it's just for health reasons, but ultimately he's uncircumcised, or Tame, or if he's richly impure, or Yeshiv, or he's sitting as he's receiving the blood, or Emin al-Gabe Kalim, where he's standing, but he's standing on top of vessels, and he's not touching the floor of the Azara, or he's stepping al-Gabe Behema on top of an animal, al-Gabe Ragle Chaver, or if he's stepping on his friend's feet, where there's, again, interposition between his feet and the floor, which the Gemara will learn out all these invalidations regarding the service. So if someone does a Kabbalah or one of the other integral avoidas of the carbon, puzzle, these are all going to be invalidating factors. Now, Kibul Besmel, if let's say he receives the blood not with his right hand, but rather his left hand, so Tanakama says puzzle, that's also going to invalidate. Rav Shimon actually says, no, that's going to be kash. So the Gemara starts explaining the different halachas of our Mishnah, beginning with the first one. Zar Menalim, where do we know that if a non-kohen does the avoda, it's going to invalidate the service? Says the Gemara, the Tani Levi, like Levi taught a Brisa, quoting a pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk here is talking about those who sacrifice in the state of impurity, where it says over there, Kol Isha Sheyikim Makol Zarachem, that in the state of impurity is problematic. Now the pasuk says over there, Dabel Aaron Lebanim, speak to Aaron and his sons, V'yinazdru Mikotcher B'nei Yisrael V'garim, and they shall separate from the sanctified things of the Jewish people, which like the pasuk says, V'lei Chalo, so that they should not desecrate my holy name, should not be Mechal, the service of the Karbanas. Now, that says the Brisa, when it says B'nai Yisrael, that they should separate the B'nai Yisrael from being Mechal, Lemute Mai, what's that going to exclude? Whose carbon are they excluding when it says that the Kehanim cannot be in a state of impurity when they're doing the Avodah? Why say B'nai Yisrael? Elim Lemute Nashim, if you think to say that it's excluding B'nai Yisrael, that only the sons of the Jewish people, but the daughters of the Jewish people by women, oh, their karbanas, they're the kohanim were not forewarned from sacrificing in the state of impurity, meaning that when the kohen is doing the avodah, there he could be tamei. Karban nashim betum karv. Ask the Gemara, what? You think a woman's karban is stronger to go ahead and override the halachas of tumah? Why should we say that a woman's karban, there they're not forewarned regarding being in the state of tumah? So Ella, what are you going to say? No, when it says B'nai Yisrael, it means the Jewish people, Lemute Avdi Kechavim, excluding a carbon of a non-Jew. Meaning if a non-Jew went and sent a carbon oila to the Beis HaMikdash, which as we learned in the Braisa in Masechtas Chul Nafi Gimel Beis, which says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish, and when a man will bring a carbon, which the extra Ish comes included in the non-Jew, then Noidim Nadar Nadav Iske Yisrael, they could actually give a carbon, donate a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're saying it's saying that, oh, when a non-Jew sends a carbon, there's no problem for the kohen to be in the state of tumah. That asks the Gemara, if hashta tzitz lemeratza, if the forehead plate, the tzitz that the kohen gadol wears, where the, by a carbon of a non-Jew, the tzitz does not appease if it was brought in a state of impurity, his carbon oila. For example, let's say the blood became tumah, or his fats of his carbon became tumah, by a Jew, actually the tzitz is meratza. It does appease for the impurity of the carbon of a Jew. But by a non-Jew, even there, the tzitz is not meratza. Damamar, like the master said in Menachas, Daf Chof Heman Aleph, that in contrast, by a non-Jew, whether it's done by mistake or whether it's done deliberately, there, loy hurtza, there is not going to be an appeasement by the tzitz, because the pasuk says, l'ratzin lahem, it should be appeasing for them, for the Jewish people, and not for non-Jews. So, but Tumas, you're going to think to say that when the kain is a state of Tumas HaGuf, that then Karav, so that then he could go ahead and bring the non-Jew's carbon in the state of impurity. But even the Jewish person's carbon, an individual carbon, does not get overridden when the kohen who's servicing is to be Tameh, and his carbon that's Tameh is atoned, and the non-Jew who his carbon is not atoned when it's Tameh, you think the kohen who's bringing it could be a state of Tumah? So Ella Rath explains the Gemara, Hachakama. This is what the Pasuk is saying, which is the source for the opening halacha of our Mishnah. When it says in the Pasuk, V'yinazru mikotche, what that means to say is that there should be a distancing of Tumah from all Karbanis, that's one halacha. The next words, continuing the Pasuk, is a different halacha. B'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu. What does that mean? Wait, is the Pasuk talking about Tumah? Yeah, it's Tumah, but then stop. That the B'nei Yisrael, meaning non-Kahanim, they should also distance themselves. They should also be V'yinazru mikotche, so that v'lo yichalu, that they should not desecrate the service of the Kabbanis, which teaches, because if a non-kohen would do the Avaida, if he would receive the blood, then he's going to be Mechal the Kachim, and he's going to invalidate it. That's the source for Zar, She'avad, She'kibul es Adam, that is going to be possible.